Today is December 28th. Pastor is saying to us, the spirit of wisdom for revelation. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 to 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The underlying portion in our opening scripture above seems to suggest that the Apostle Paul was referring to two different things, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. But no, he's dealing with one and the same thing. The spirit of wisdom bringing you revelation, the unveiling of mysteries, apokalypsis, Greek. The spirit of wisdom refers to the operations of the spirit of God in wisdom. The spirit of God manifesting himself in wisdom. The use of the word "and" in that expression needs to be properly understood. In the Greek rendering, the word translated "and" is also translated "in," "with," or "for." Therefore, a better rendering of that expression is the spirit of wisdom in revelation, or the spirit of wisdom for revelation, in the exact knowledge of God. In the Amplified Classic Version, it says, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him." Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. This is the ministry of the spirit of wisdom in your life. He brings you revelation, insight into mysteries and secrets. Secondly, he brings you light, photizo, Greek. He floods your path with light. He illuminates your mind with extraordinary sagacity and amplitude of comprehension. Thirdly, he brings you counsel and direction such that life ceases to be mysterious to you. Always acknowledge that you are filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom and spiritual understanding. Therefore, you know and can discern his will. Every so often, declare, "I have insight into mysteries and secrets. I function at the highest level of excellence and in the perfect will of God, because I'm filled with the spirit of wisdom for revelation in the deep and intimate knowledge of Christ." Hallelujah. Please say this confession with me. I'm filled with the spirit of God in wisdom for revelation. I have insight into mysteries and secrets. I function at the highest level of excellence and in the perfect will of God, because I'm filled with the deep and intimate knowledge of Christ in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. For further study, please read Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 to 18 of the Amplified Classic, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, and Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. For the 1-year Bible reading plan, please read Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 to 21 and Zechariah chapters 9 to 11. For the 2-year Bible reading plan, please read Acts chapter 4 verses 23 to 37 and Ezra chapter 7.